This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Filling the bill, filling your mind, filling your ears. This is, let's see, ocular is eye. What is ear? Earular?
Audio. Odular.
Equivalent. Who is it? Odular. Okay. Thank you very much. We're adding to our vocabulary. It's the Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, my friends here on the Good Day program. The focus on people, Bobby Brown says it was his fault, well, his fault and Whitney's fault, that their daughter went down the street that she went down. That's really hardly news. Yeah. I find this very interesting that people are paying a lot of attention to the interview he did on ABC. I mean, there's nothing new here. He was horrible as a parent. And his wife was horrible as a parent.
I mean, so here's the thing that always gets me. It's... Yeah. At some point, you know, we definitely kids are born into situations that they can't control, and the odds are stacked
right.
against them. And in this case,
well,
it was really hard for her to
choose your parents. You choose your parents.
Well, maybe, the thing with this is, she had the odds stacked against her. Bobby, Christina did.
Yeah.
At some point, though, you have to realize my mother died of an overdose in a bathtub. I've got to get my path straight, and that might be a hard decision. Yeah. But I understand why Bobby Brown feels guilty, but, you know, everybody gets to make their choices, sadly. And this is just tragic all the way around. I always think it's interesting because for so long, Bobby Brown took the rap as the one that got Whitney Houston addicted to the drugs, when it actually turns out that it was more the other way around.
Yeah, didn't he say time he saw Whitney doing crack was she was still in her wedding gown?
Yeah,
doing coke. She was doing coke at her own wedding in her wedding gown. That's the first time he claims he saw her do a line of coke.
Because I remember when she was America's sweetheart, like everybody was, you know, the voice,
national anthem. My God, brought everybody to
beautiful
tears and to their feet. Yes, so there are a lot of lessons here, and not unique to this couple or to this child, sadly, because of the proliferation, the scourge, the horror of drugs, not only in our society, but around the world.
Well, and it's a real illness. So, you know, people discount it as something that's not real. I mean, it's like having an illness. I mean,
you can
overcome it.
It seems to me, Jennifer, one of the things that people don't realize is something that ought to be front and center. When you use drugs, you're helping the terrorists, because drugs, pretty much every form of illegal drug, comes from one of the seats where the horrors of these terrorists, whether it's the Taliban, Daesh, Boko Haram, the Al-Qaeda guys, they're all funding themselves. For a while, Daesh was using oil, and that's been shut off, so now they're finding drugs. It's the drug runners. That's how they get their money. So you use drugs, you're funding terrorism. That's it. Period.
But to
end
a drug addict like a Whitney Houston level drug addict, do you think that matters? Do you think that's meaningful?
Nope. No.
They're just
once you get hooked on
high.
It. But it's the first time, if you would be conscious of when you try it the first time, knowing that some of these things are horribly addictive, then if you have a conscience, you think, oh, no, I better not do that. But some people don't, because they just think about them, oh, I'll just do it once. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. No.
Or it's genetic, or they've seen their parents doing it, like Bobby Christina.
All right, big news from Hollywood yesterday. Jennifer's on top of this. Apparently, one of the Kardashian sisters, not a favorite with someone who had a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
And it ended up going through the front window of, they have a store on Melrose?
They have the Dash
the
store. Dash is their boutique, and someone threw a Molotov cocktail through it.
I mean, I get that some people don't like them, but wow, you don't have to burn a store
violent.
Down.
Now go there. Which would be
yeah.
Right,
right.
You know.
All right, other people in the news. Serena Williams. says she has gotten better with age. She's now 34. She's one win away from tying a record for the most Grand Slam single titles. And she's on the cover of Glamour magazine for next month. She says that though she played well in her 20s, she's better in her 30s. Why is it that there is that disrespect for people? Even people are considered, when you get to be your age, Jennifer, and your age, Victoria, you're considered old and like past.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people that are Kara's age do not have respect for people who are
Kara, is this true?
There.
Yeah, because I'm the one who's saying it on air.
She's taking it.
No, I mean,
me,
I have an older sister who's 30, and I'm friends with plenty of her friends. I think the most people my age...
You just made us sound so old. You're like, I have an older sister whose friends are 30, and I hang out with them even though they pee on themselves and get in line for applesauce at the old folks'
home. No, I'm saying that most people my age, I think, look forward to being in their 30s because that's when a lot of, you don't have to worry, you know, like, you don't worry as much because you're more settled in life.
Definitely.
I think let's not forget that, Jen, let's not forget that a dairy farmer basically said he wants to put us out to pasture. I mean, that's pretty much the message here.
I think I did was pretty much do what I wanted to do, and that started a little trouble with this preview. That was my intent by having started. Actually, I have great respect for her. I think she's a fabulous athlete. She's taking fabulous care of herself.
Which one is the one that's not as good as the other?
The other one.
Venus.
Serena's the
Venus is not as good as Serena, Venus. Right? Venus started out better, and then Serena caught up and then surpassed her. And she's the younger one. Venus is older.
One of the things she said in this interview was that she didn't want to have to explain to her future daughter that she would earn less than boys for doing the same amount of work. And I think that's there is a gender pay gap in sports the same way there is a gender pay gap across
it's
the board.
It's even bigger in sports. Big in sports.
It's way bigger in sports. Yeah. You talk to girls in the WNBA.
Yes, the WNBA.
And even professional
Well, but
soccer.
You know what they say? The response to that is that they don't draw the crowds that the men do. Therefore, they aren't entitled to be paid as well as the men because they don't bring people into the stadium. And there's probably something to be said.
And, I mean, that's kind of a reality. I mean, because the WNBA certainly doesn't bring in the crowds. And so what comes first, the paycheck or the crowd? That's that would be the quandary.
Right. That's the question. And there is no answer. All right. We'll pause for a moment here. And the action is coming up on 14 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We will celebrate Bridezilla season next on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15, or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, bell 68611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get the second item if you feel less of value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
17 to the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Elizabeth Holmes, a person in the news. You remember her? She was at the top of the Forbes list of the richest self-made women in America, not to be confused with the Walden, Sam Walton's daughter. This lady,
Mrs. Walmart, is what we call her.
Yeah, right. So she founded Theranos, which was a blood testing company. And apparently, for whatever reason, I never quite understood this, because it was a simple process to begin with. I don't get what the company did and how it made her a billionaire. But now there are claims of fraud against her. So in the most recent issue of Forbes magazine, they have reevaluated her value and figure that her stock and her company is worth nothing. So, in matter of fact, she was sued last week, accused of endangering customer health because of the massive failures experienced by these blood tests. I didn't even understand that. So you don't, her blood test doesn't work, go back to doing it the other way. And I think there's a little bit of push and pull here. People taking shots at her that are not fair, although, to be fair, it looks like there are questions about how this thing operates. And is it as good as it has been touted to be? I think that's the question. All right, boys and girls, look at the calendar. Today is June 8th. June is busting out all over. Isn't June considered to be marriage month? More people get married.
Yep.
I was about to say more women get married. I don't know what that says about men. It's
they're along for the ride.
So here's the story, and I heard actually both Jennifer and Victoria talking about this earlier. It was hysterical. This woman, maybe only from a man's point of view, this woman tells the bridesmaid to change the color of her hair. I mean, how bad can this get? What's wrong with your hair? You're going to have to dye your hair a different color if you want to be in my wedding? Hello?
Not the first time I've heard a story like this one.
That's really?
Crazy.
Has it ever happened to you, either of you? That sort of thing?
No, because, but I've got blonde hair. I mean, I'm pretty normal. You know, I'm in the lines by all stretches, you know. Well, but... Go ahead, Victoria.
Yeah, oh, no, I was going to say, I just remember the one time I had to, my hair was too short to put back, to put in the updo that the bride wanted, so I had to get little extensions so that they could pull my hair back, and yeah, it was ridiculous.
So weird. So the story is that this bride has her bridesmaids, who, by the way, pay a lot of money to be in a wedding, yes. And she said that
you have to buy your own dress when you're in a wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Travel dress, gifts, showers.
Really?
Shoes, accessories.
Yeah. Wow. So you buy the whole thing, and then the bride tells the bridesmaid that her hair is too shockingly red and that she's going to need to dye it a nice, respectable brown for the wedding. Now, you said, Victoria, though, that she offered to pay for it, so at least there was that
she
going
did,
into
but she,
it, I guess.
This bridesmaid went on Reddit to just sort of vent, and she was on there anonymously, and she said she got an email from her childhood friend, the bride, and the bride didn't even ask her. The bride just said, by the way, you're going to need to dye your hair brown. I'll take you to my hairstylist, and I'll cover the cost. Smiley face. Didn't even smiley request, face. Just told her.
Huh.
That makes it all okay.
To the sweet and to the point, as it were. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
What are are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll
welcome to the farm. This is right up my alley. I mean the alley the cows come into, as we call that, the milk alley. Did you know that? Probably none of you knew that in the barn where the cows come in, they go into their stanchions to be milked and they eat and that sort of thing. But behind the cows, called the milk alley. You didn't know that.
Did not know
that's
that.
The first person to ever share that with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 24 after the hour here on Good Day Music. In this hour, a service of Luke Bryan, who has gotten himself in his annual farm tour, supporting students who want to pursue a career in agriculture. This farm tour started in 2009. So I believe, Jennifer, he is the reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Why, yes, he is.
Yes. What do you
and
like?
And he's a member of my boyfriend's stable, so, you know, he's got that going for him, yes.
All right. Very nice.
Luke Bryan sort of, he was on the scene for several years before he hit it really big, and now he is probably one of the biggest stars. He, Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean are probably the biggest male names in country music right now. He puts on a great show. I've seen him. Vince Gill is a classic name. He's just not, you know,
okay.
Right.
Not
as current. But I'll tell you what, this guy puts on a darn good show. I've seen him a few times in concert. He's really good, and he's a white
equivalent
boy.
Equivalent to Garth Brooks, does he have the energy dancing, bouncing around the stage?
Yes,
sort of thing?
Definitely.
He does. Really? Huh. All right. So the farm tour, but not to be confused with Farm Aid, that takes place usually in September in Chicago. And this is a tour that will visit 8 states from the 5th of October to the 15th of October. And all of the, some of the ticket proceeds anyway, will be used by the Luke Bryan Farm Tour Scholarship, aiding students from farming families with in the communities where the tours play.
What you'll like to know about Luke is that his dad's a peanut farmer,
And he grew up on the farm, helped his dad with the farm business. He was a singer. He went off to try to start a career, and his brother died. And so he came back to the farm and helped his dad. His dad finally said, look, kid, you've got way too much talent. You need to get off this farm, and you need to stop helping me. Your mom and I are going to be okay. And then he ended up losing his sister the next year. So both of his siblings died. He only had two. There's three of them total, but his dad sort of pushed him and said, look, you have so much talent, you've got to try to make this work. And that's why he still does a lot for farm workers, because of his dad.
Really? All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that he's doing this with this in mind. Now that I know the background, I understand, and I'm even more supportive. They're going to release producer's releasing his first ever farm tour-related EP this fall, extended play tunes. Apparently the tickets are going on sale June 21st, pre-sale for his fan club, as well as for those who have CityCard credit cards. You get them. It's interesting how many credit card companies are trying to get in on this.
Yeah.
It's
never
worked
for me.
Not the farm tour, but what's that? Your CityCard?
I've often tried to use whatever credit card. You know, I have Amex and I have Chase or whatever. It never works for me on the
really?
On the pre. Yeah.
I do it all the time. Really?
All my friends do too. It must just be me.
So you have early access, or they give you preference because you have a particular credit card?
My City Card is the one that I get the most traction with, and then Amex. But yeah, City Card for sure.
So even if they're all sold out, they put aside so many seats for X number?
It's not sold out. It's that they start with pre-sales. So if you have a City Card, you get the pre-sale seats. Because Luke Bryan sells out quick.
Before they actually go on. Yeah, okay. All right. That's good to know. Tickets for the general public go on sale beginning June 24th. So you got 3 days if you're a City Card holder or a member of his fan club to get in on these tour dates. 28 past the hour here on Good Day. I was standing like a fool.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get them the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, Bell 68611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item if you're a lesser value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at Maureen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The suggestion is this is a good way for you to spend time if you'd like to have a good day. Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Dateline Chicago. The new Cook County Correctional Center. Say that quickly. Cook County Correctional Center. Chicago, wait a minute. Chicago Cook County Correctional Center. Or Cook County Correctional Center in Chicago. Cook County Correctional Center. You got it? Okay. So they have a new jail in Chicago opening up. And this is quite the facility. You have a menu with every meal. It's like going to a restaurant. Choose what you want. And let's see, what else they have? They have brand new state-of-the-art beds that they're bragging about. This is supposedly the most comfortable jail in the country.
Is that the point of jail, by the way?
Yeah. Well, it is summer camp season, so they're debuting at the right time.
Joe Arpaio's, is it Pio? How do you pronounce
Arpaio.
His name?
Arpaio.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know what? You've seen pictures of that jail. And then you look at the pictures of the jail in Cook County. Apparently, there was a grant from the federal government. I'm shocked to hear that. Can you imagine a federal grant for building a new prison, a new jail in Chicago? How would that have happened? It's amazing how these things just kind of happen. So I was looking at that jail, and then I saw a picture of the jail at Rikers Island. I'd never seen a picture of it before. It's comparable, not as nice as the jail in Chicago, which touts beds and food and all that other stuff. So just put this in the front of your head, the side of your head, the back of your head. We have Americans who live in cardboard boxes and in corrugated buildings, and they haven't killed anybody. They haven't robbed anybody. They haven't suffered. Many of them are mentally ill. So where are the facilities to take care of the mentally ill? Why do we have jails that are, quote-unquote, state-of-the-art in comfort and convenience, and yet we have people who are homeless, mentally ill, who live on the street? How is that possible? How is that right? How is that just? How is that okay? It isn't in my book. And I'm supposedly, I think, more to the right of center than some people do, and then there are those who think a little more to the left of center. And that's, well, because we all need to have our own opinions. But the people who are left oftentimes will say, not always, that we need to take care of people, we need to be fair and just and treat them equitably while they pay their debt to society. Well, I think our debt as society is to take care of people who can't take care of themselves. These people have demonstrated in a number of ways, the people who are in jail or going to jail, that they can't do what laws require. For the most part, there are some people in jail that ought not to be there. But you know what I'm saying. Here are people that, not everybody that's homeless is there because they are mentally ill. There are some people who choose to be homeless, and that's okay. You want to be homeless? Fine, don't come to me. But if you need help, I want to help you. I want to put you in a place where at least you can have a square meal or two a day, and you have to sleep out in the rain. I don't want to send you to Cook County Jail. But I would like to send you to some place that I've decided to spend my money on.
Handout,
I don't give it
not a handout. I'm sorry,
yeah.
You know, this has become really, and I've said this to you guys before over the last couple of weeks, the homeless issue, because it's directly impacting where I live in Los Angeles, where I'm based, it makes me wonder, and I've been playing around with just a little bit of research, and there are a lot of programs. You know, you talk about, Doug, waste, fraud, corruption. There seems to be a lot of programs that are already set up that can help the people that truly need the help. The people that I'm seeing that are on the streets are the ones, because California has nice weather, they're the ones that are choosing to be there, whether it's drugs or mental illness. And so that's the ones that we have to worry about, because I think there are some programs in place. Maybe we need to do more education about the programs that are there. I don't know how much more we need to create, but I think we need to start really addressing the overuse of drugs in this country and the undertreatment or maybe the mistreatment of mental illness, because these are things that are really plaguing our society.
Really wrong.
Yep.
Meanwhile, from the important news desk, bulletin, lawsuit filed yesterday against Ellen DeGeneres, the lady.
I don't even know how you're going to do this story, but please just tread lightly.
I know she's being sued, but I didn't read why, so I'm anxious to hear why.
She mispronounced.
And by the way, if you have young children in the car, just turn the radio down for like 30 seconds. All right, go ahead.
All right. So, the lady in question, a comedian named T.T. Pierce, who appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres program, but Ellen did not pronounce her name T.T. Her name is spelled T-I-T-I, and she pronounced it according to the way it was spelled, not the way this lady wants it. So, she's suing Ellen DeGeneres for a sort of nip slip, if you will. All right, so there we go. That's
great. Wow. That's titillating story.
Yes, it's very good, Jennifer. Yes, very nice. U.S. Marine Corps changing what will allow Marines to put on their arms, their legs, their bodies in terms of tattoos. Marine Corps now allows Marines to have unlimited numbers of tattoos on their body, but the federal government, after an extensive policy study, has decided tattoos need to be covered up. by the training uniforms. So now the new policy bans tattoos on one's neck, one's head, inside your mouth. Who would put a tattoo
But who would even know?
Okay,
first of all, you're not a racehorse.
This
so
is an
stop.
Extensive, wait a minute, I told you, it's an extensive government study.
Can I sound like tattoos? An old lady for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just don't understand tattoos. Like, everybody has them now. It used to be when tattoos were, like, first popular, it was, like, the alternative crowd would be the ones to, like, try to stand out a little with tattoos. But now they're so mainstream, it's like the reasoning behind tattoos is gone. I don't understand. It's like they're everywhere.
Everybody wants them.
I know.
Well, and this is, by the way, this is a big study, cost the government a lot of money, and now they're going to enforce it with the new rules. You will be held accountable. Regular spot checks by the new sergeant in charge of tattoos in the Marines.
Well, you're eliminating, I mean, everyone has tattoos, like Jen just said, so you're eliminating a lot of the pool of prospective service
people. Who would
want
to be in there.
Yeah.
By one more.
If they keep the rule, it's a good way to avoid a draft if they ever have to go.
Oh, sorry. Right. I've got a, can you imagine people start running out to get tattoos?
We have a technology expert with us in a moment named Michael Blitz. But before, there's one more story that is crying, screaming, begging for an heir. The story from Hungary this past weekend. There was a grave digger's challenge.
I never know why the people from Hungary don't go to Turkey.
I don't either. They wouldn't be hungry anymore.
Thank you, sorry.
I just had it. Jennifer and I rehearsed that earlier today, folks.
No, we did it.
All right. So there were 18 two-man teams this past weekend, and the contest was to see who could dig a grave the quickest. They were given the regulation size grave and put to work. There are 18 two-man teams, and because this is a profession, they're finding it hard to get people. They decided to have a contest and give them, I think the prize was $2,000. So you had to dig 7 feet by 2 feet, 7 inches by 5 feet. 7 feet by 2 feet, 7 inches by 5 feet. And the team that did it the quickest won the $2,000.
Yeah, before someone comes and pushes them in. These people are tripping. If somebody said, oh, you're going to go into a grave digging contest, I'd be like running as far away from you. No thanks, brother. I'm out of here.
In a moment, we're going to talk about new. I'm going to have Jennifer and Victoria be an important part of this conversation. New technology trends. That people who are in the know and on the go, probably some of you may know some of this, and I'm expecting it's going to be new information for people like me. So stand by for that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
D.C. Jazz Festival, in the heart of the nation's capital, celebrates renowned masters and emerging artists from across the jazz spectrum. From June 10th to 19th, the festival features over 300 artists, more than 60 venues all over D.C. See artists like Kamasi Washington, Maceo Parker, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Eddie Palmieri, and more. The world's best jazz is coming to Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, it's easy to be a part of it. For more information and tickets, head to dcjazzfest.org. That's dcjazzfest.org.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30, or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking. GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
45 past the hour now on Good Day. We have with us Michael Blitz, who's the managing director of Accenture Technology Vision. Accenture is a company that's been around for quite a while. Let's just have 30 seconds, Michael, before we get started talking about the business of Accenture. Why has it become as well-known, as successful as they are?
Well, I think it's partially due to its unique position in the marketplace, in that we've got over almost 400,000 folks working in, you know, over 100 countries in essentially every different industry. You know, and I think what it's really done for us is it's given us a look into a real, you know, understanding for what's changing in the marketplace, you know, which becomes more and more important, you know, as everything changes faster and faster nowadays.
Okay. All right, so let's speak to that point. Things changing faster and faster all the time. It is overwhelming for me. I have come into this thing, not kicking and screaming, but I can use technology. I find myself learning more about it as I feel I need to and want to. But I'm often derided because I'm not in with a lot of people who have access and intelligence with regard to these technological advancements. So are we leaving, because this stuff is happening so quickly, are we risking leaving people like me behind?
We might. I think that the issue that we're all really dealing with right now is just going to say twofold. Is that on one hand, you know, we're really pushing hard to make the technology that people are actually using more accessible. And that's why we see things like voice recognition, why people are so excited around, you know, augmented reality and a lot of these other technologies, is because it's going to make us more advanced while at the same time making it easier for everybody to use it.
Well, but what happened? I'm in Arizona and my car's in Chicago and I can start it. What do I need to be able to do that for?
Well, I mean, that's just it. It's not just technology for technology's sake. Is that the companies that are really doing this well are the ones that are really looking at how to reinvent themselves, that says, how do I do what I want to do better? You know, so you look at somebody like Caterpillar, you know, and they make large industrial equipment, and it's right. The question that says, how can I use intelligent systems to make mining safer? You know, how use sensors or connected, you know, vehicles in order to get better yields off of my crops? And I think that those are the types of applications, you know, that are really going to be driving us forward, you know, as these companies stop looking at, I'm going to say, gimmicks for technology's sake and start to really look at what am I trying to accomplish and change their business.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That which is applicable and useful versus what is gadgetry. If you want to have the gadgetry, that's swell, but don't force me to have it if I don't want it and I don't need it. And I think that you've surveyed, what, about 3,100 businesses to find out from the IT folks in these companies how to better focus on that which is necessary versus that which is just sort of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that what we're seeing right now is a real shift in the way that people are viewing it, is that they're, you know, the folks who are doing this well, and I think the people who are really getting ahead of the industry are the ones that aren't looking at technology for technology's sake. You know, rather they're taking this mantra up as people first, you know, that says, you know, either for my customers that says, how do I adjust what I'm doing in order to actually fit their lives and what they want? Or even more importantly, you know, is the, how do I actually change the culture within my company, you know, so that it's making their jobs easier and better, you know, versus just doing it, which is, I'd say, making our lives more complicated.
Yeah, thank you for that. You're to be applauded. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Michael Blitz, Managing Director at Accenture. If you want to get more, to sort of figure out how you fit into this research, check out the report at Accenture, Accenture.com. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well.
But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Monster movie time here on Good Day. This is the place to go when you want to know about the monsters in the movies. This is it. That's our specialty here on Good Day. The theme music from Gremlins, going back to 1984. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's going to talk about Ghostbusters and Gremlins. They're all trying to convince me that Gremlins are cute little things, the sweet little things. Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm buying into that. Anyway, but Chucker, that's what he likes. And when Chucker's here, we give him what he wants. How about that for a deal? So Chucker has the air. He'll have your ear in a moment here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, bell 68611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get the second item if you feel a list of value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Yeah, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. So he wants to talk about Ghostbusters. What is the Ghostbuster Gremlin connection? Other than they
here's the connection. In June 8, 1984, Gremlins and Ghostbusters opened on the same day, 1 week after Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom opened, which would pretty much guarantee that 1984, at least in my opinion, was the greatest year of all time for popcorn genre movies. You had Gremlins, Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop, Footloose, Revenge of the Nerds, The Karate Kid, The Last Starfighter, Terminator, and a whole host of other films that year, which still to this day, I don't think any year makes a comparison. And by the way, I did a podcast on that year, 1984, on my Twitter account, @Poseidon72. Now, my narcissism's not kicking in, but I would say it is definitely the greatest podcast of all time.
No. Congratulations,
yep. Of all time.
Happy to hear it.
By the way, okay. Gremlins and Ghostbusters, how many times did you see either one in a movie theater back in 84, Doug?
To who? You're addressing it to me. I saw neither of them.
Yes. Neither.
Neither.
I saw Gremlins 10 times in the theater back in 84.
Wow.
Right. And Ghostbusters 3.
I rest my case when it comes to you and your psyche.
Let's move on. You know, a lot of times on the show we've talked recently, how big is Dwayne Johnson in the business?
Well, yes, let's talk about The Rock.
I've always wondered how big Dwayne Johnson is.
He does. See, I think he does some steroids.
Well, you know, Chuck.
According to Deadline Hollywood Daily, they say Dwayne Johnson is going to get a $20 million paycheck for each of these films, a movie called Skyscraper, which is being described as Die Hard in China, and also get $20 million to do a Jumanji reboot over at Universal Studios, which makes him the biggest action star since Arnold Schwarzenegger left the business world, well, was on the top of the business about 15 years ago.
What's Arnold getting to do pictures now? How much is he?
I could see him negotiating a couple million plus points on some of the stuff he's done. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. But nothing in comparison to his heyday.
All right. So what about all these people that are upset at the new Harry Potter, the play, which doesn't follow the movie? Hermione was white and the person who's playing it in the movies is black. What's the big deal?
Listen, I mean, people have an opinion on, some people, I could care less personally, but some people, it's like James Bond. A lot of people want to see a black James Bond or a female James Bond. If the producers decide to go in that direction, you know, I'm sure there'll be an audience for it, but some people won't like the original interpretation. It's just the way the world works. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to watch them. That's what I'm going to do. How about you? 59.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.